Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is 102 on Sports Talk 790. You know, we've had so many day baseball games the last couple weeks. I forgot about Jake Kaplan, who is just about... Ross, where would you put him on the great baseball minds in Houston? I want him to hear this before we start...
Okay.
So let's just kill time until Jake gets on hold.
Let's see. Jake Kaplan, as far as the great baseball minds...
Don't do it until he...
What do you want him to talk about then?
Okay,
let's... Follow Sports MT.
Follow Sports, okay. All right, so question, Ross, we were talking about...
Yes.
Where do you put Jake Kaplan among the great baseball minds in Houston?
He's top three.
You got to go... You go McTaggart one?
Yes, Chandler Rome 2.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jake. I didn't realize you're on the line. Hey, Jake, it's Jake M. Kappa from The Athletic.
Why don't you ask about XBA?
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. You come across as a nerd, so probably my guess is you love all these analytics. I like the shift. I like OPS. I like slugging. I can tolerate batting average. What I cannot, under any circumstance, accept is expected batting average. Your thoughts?
I'm okay with that take.
Go ahead.
I think there's a tendency to go a little too far sometimes with, like, we look for every little excuse and every little explanation for some things that are just, they are what they are. Like, if a guy got out, he got out. We don't have to tell everyone what the expected batting average was, you know? So I can see that.
All right. How do you feel? I feel like I'm getting too much exit velocity talk on my TV broadcast as well.
100%. Oh, I don't know about the broadcast. I'm a Robert Ford, Steve Sparks guy myself.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
But I agree. I think we should only cite. So I look at exit velocity to, like, confirm the eye test. So, like, if I'm writing the ball was hard hit, I would like to. It's nice to be able to confirm that it was indeed hard hit, and I'm not crazy. But I don't really cite exit velocity unless it's extraordinary in one direction or the other. So Carlos Correa hitting at 116 early in the year, that's his, you know, when it's like one of the best of someone's career, I think that's notable. But, like, spare me that every home run is 101, whatever, you know, it's not that interesting.
All right, last one, launch angle.
I don't understand it, so I don't use it.
You know what? Jake, I find you way cooler than I thought you were 4 minutes ago. I'm very impressed with this.
I mean, I just don't really have a great context for what's a good launch angle and what's a bad launch angle. I think it's interesting, though, like, if you compare a player against himself in different years, like, oh, this guy has a different launch angle. Maybe he changed his swing or he's doing something different with his approach, but I still don't really understand it.
All right. To more important things. Not that you've been able to pull aside Carlos Correa unless you guys went and had dinner or something. What's going through his mind right now? My guess is I don't think he's thinking about his contract, but we are because that's what we like to do around these parts. What do you think for a guy that has struggled as badly as he has in the month of May, if he's thinking about his future, if he is at all?
What's your Correa coin gimmick at right now?
Oh, what do you mean gimmick? It's a great idea. People are embracing it. I got it at about 5 years, probably $98 million.
Okay. I don't think he has to worry too much about his contract because he's so young and so talented. He's gonna get paid because of his potential, even if he doesn't really have an amazing season. And he's been an above average shortstop. His offense has been merely average or a little below, but he's still playing great defense, and it's still only mid-May. I think these guys have been around a long time. I think they kind of understand that it's a 6 month season and you don't have to, you know, staying level headed is important, but he's definitely struggled in May offensively. So I don't know. It's, I don't think there's many questions about his defense. I think if you look at his last four seasons offensively, that's been the bigger thing.
Yeah.
He's been above average, but he hasn't been like elite superstar offense the last 4 years.
Reason why I bring this in context is because we're going to spend a lot of time this offseason talking about the future shortstop. Trevor Story is a young man that I've been a fan of. Again, we don't watch a lot of Rockies baseball, but he certainly looks the part as well. I don't know if you have any contacts in Denver, or you guys even break bread when it comes to talking about free agent shortstops, but what kind of value do you think he has, more or less or equal to Carlos Correa?
It's funny you ask that. I've been doing some research on this and looking into it. I think that Corey Seager is the number one in the class, and then Story and Correa are kind of the next grouping. And you can kind of poke holes in each of them, and you can kind of talk yourself into each of them. I think with Story, he's a couple of years older than Correa, and he's got the Coors Field home road split that people are going to talk about. And then with Correa, it's the injury concerns of his past and the offensive fluctuation, but he's so young. So you can kind of see the pros and cons on both of them, and I think they're kind of comparable. Maybe Correa gets more years because he's younger, but in terms of like where they fit in the free agent paradigm, I think that's a good comparison.
Visiting with Jake Kaplan on Twitter at Jake M. Kaplan. He is the Astros beat writer for The Athletic, does a great job. And again, well worth the subscription because you're not getting box scores and game recaps. You're getting behind the scenes stuff. I had Dusty on yesterday, Jake, and we had to ask about a certain left-hander by the name of Brooks Raley getting a plenty of opportunity, and he kind of sold it to us as, I got to give him this chance to succeed, and oh, by the way, I was down a couple of pitchers. I didn't have a tremendous amount of options, and when Luis Garcia doesn't give you six, you got to go to your bullpen a lot deeper. Is this peculiar to you, how much he's throwing, or is this a case of, there's something there that he's got to find the right place and the right opportunity to leave the game with a smile on his face, and he certainly did that in that opener against the Angels.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't think Dusty Baker has a lot of great options in the bullpen right now, for starters. I think Brooks Raley's stats will even out over time. His hard hit contact and all, you know, rate and all that stuff, like a lot of the expected numbers, like to bring it back to early in the conversation, are better than his ERA. My issue with the other night was just the matchup of where he used him, not using him in general. It was, you know, Mike Trout, Justin Upton. Upton seemed like you're setting him up for success. Now he got out of it, but he's faced a lot of righties this year. And I obviously you have to face some with the three batter minimum rule, but I think Raley, it's fine using him a lot, but just, I think they could use him better.
What happened to Joe Smith? 2 years ago, terrific late-inning guy. Last year doesn't throw because of the family situation. There's a guy that needs a serious confidence boost. Or do you think there's just that magic is gone? And that I chalk it up, frankly, to me, is relievers are up and down, especially middle relievers, for 98% of their career, that this is just a downtrodden part of his season or his career. Where do you see Joe Smith by the end of the year?
I don't know. It's a tough one because he didn't pitch last year. Like you said, he was really good in 2019. He wasn't that good in 2018. So it's kind of a case study in how volatile reliever performance can be. And it's so hard to predict with all of these guys. I mean, look at their bullpen in the playoffs last year. Did we even know who Andre Scrub was 6 months earlier?
Right.
Like, relievers can just pop up out of nowhere. Performance is just so hard to forecast. So I don't really know exactly what to expect from Joe Smith going forward. Obviously, like the different look that he brings out of the sidearm delivery can add value, but his performance just hasn't been there so far this year. Although I feel like he's been slightly better in May than he was in April, so maybe there's something there. But it's definitely been a weird case with both him and Raley to start the year.
Couple more minutes here with Jake Kaplan from The Athletic. Forgetting about home road splits, because that's what we used to talk about when discussing Lance McCullers. But he's going deeper in games in the last 3 or 4 weeks than he ever did, really, as an Astro ever. Do you think in your mind, has he turned the corner?
I think so. I think when he's mixing all four of his pitches like he has been these last, let's call it four starts, he's really good. I think that's the key. Is just, you know, he's throwing his fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup, you know, more in more than 10% of the time on all four, and hitters don't know what's coming, especially if he's mixing in a right-on-right changeup, a right-on-right curveball. Like, I think that's when he's at his best to me, is when he's mixing all four, and he can go deep when he's throwing strikes with his, with all four, especially his fastball. That really sets the tone, that backdoor sinker. So he definitely seems like he's in a good groove right now. I mean, I think last night was the best I've seen him this year, and kept the pitch count low, too, so that obviously allowed him to go deep.
Lastly, the Angels have a lot of star power at the very top. I feel like roster spots 9 to 26 are borderline Major League Baseball players. But Ohtani, to me, pitching what he did yesterday, hits the way that he hits, and then goes out to right field to play a little bit. I hope, and I know that the Astro fans don't want to hear this, but this is a great storyline for that franchise and for baseball. What does your gut tell you? Are we going to be able to hang with this for the next 5 or 6 years, or do you think at some point Shohei's going to pick one side and just stay exclusively to that particular category?
I don't know. I've kind of been on team he should just be a hitter and play right, be a right fielder. But I don't know. After watching him last night live, I might change my tune. I was kind of joking leading up to the game, like over under 6 walks, because his walk rate was so high. And then he came out and what did he walk, 1 or 2 guys? So, I mean, he looked like he was a little more in control and was throwing a little less, with a little less velocity. Maybe he was sacrificing some velocity for some command, but I mean, if he looks like he can, like last night, he can. I think he can do it, and I think it is. It's so fun to watch. I mean, not only just the pitching and the hitting, but he runs like Miles Straw. You know, like he might be faster than Miles Straw. Like he's incredible to watch.
Don't let Miles hear you say that. All right, who is the MVP in the NBA?
Oh man, I don't know. Jokic.
Where are you from?
I'm from Philly, but Embiid missed too many games.
An objective viewpoint from Philadelphia. Who would have possibly had thunk that?
How'd they look last week when you saw them live?
I had the game turned off.
Okay.
He was fine.
I was watching the Yankees Astros, so I missed the Sixers visit.
Yeah, they were fine. It was a close game. A lot of bad officiating in favor of Philadelphia, I can tell you that for sure.
You're one of those guys who complains about the refs?
Every damn day, especially when my team loses. All right, Jake, great to hear from you. We'll talk again next week, my friend. Appreciate the conversation as always.
All right, sounds good, Matt.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.